Chris Landry here with a look at this wild card matchup between the Green Bay Packers headed to Dallas to play the Cowboys in the middle game of the triple header on Sunday. It'll be on Fox, 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central. The Cowboys are 7.5-point favorites. The total was 50.5. The computer model has the Cowboys laying 7.5 and winning it at a 55% clip in this one. Packers are 9-8. They're 4-5 on the road. They're 9-8 against the spread. 4-5 on the road against the spread. 7-3 in their last 10. 6-4 against the spread in their last 10. The Cowboys are 12-5. 8-0 at home. They are 10-7 against the spread. 6-2 at home against the spread. They're 7-3 in their last 10. 5-5 against the spread in their last 10. The Packers, as you know, are 9-8, as I mentioned, entering the playoffs. They are playing very well, winning 3 straight to earn their way back into the playoffs after missing out in 22. You remember they had a chance to make the playoffs last year with Aaron Rodgers in the last game, lost to the Lions. They've gotten in. Nice job with the win last week, beating a much-improved Bears team. Mike McCarthy leads the Cowboys, the 12-5 Cowboys, against his former team. Dallas is coming off of 2 straight wins, and it's back at home where the Cowboys, as I've alluded to, are 8-0 this year. Because Jordan Love has played so well, it gives them a lot of hope. He's one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL. He's thrown 18 touchdown passes to 1 interception over the past 8 weeks. And if he plays that way against Dallas, they'll have a chance to make plays, because I do think the focus offensively for the Packers needs to be to get the running game going. You can run the football on Dallas. People have proven that. And I think with A.J. Dillon coming back, you got Aaron Jones and Dillon, potentially 2 backs that can run the football and soften up this Cowboy defense. That's the Packers' chance here. The Cowboys are a different team at home. They've beaten more good teams this year, and they've certainly been more dominant at home. It's a huge disparity between the Cowboys at home and the Cowboys on the road, especially on defense. They get a lead. They can pin their ears back. While AT&T Stadium is not what you'd call the most deafening stadium, it still aids their defense a good bit. And Dak Prescott, most important, has, quite frankly, played like an MVP caliber player at home. He's just been great. And I think he's played well away from home. He's played better at home. The connection between he and C.D. Lamb is maybe the most lethal one going into the playoffs. Can the Packers defense do anything to slow this down? The Packers defense is the biggest problem. I believe in the Packers offense. I believe that they can make this game competitive, but they're going to have to do it with the running game. Because Jordan Love being able to match point for point, while he's looks good, he's not going to be as efficient to match points and points with the Cowboys. I think the biggest problem is the Packers defense has to keep off the field as much as possible. I just don't think when the Packers defense is on the field, this is going to be much of a fight. So I think the Cowboys are going to have to help it a little bit for the Packers to have a win. I think the Cowboys win, and they probably cover the 7.5 in this one. Chris Landry here with a look at what could be the most intriguing matchup going into the wildcard weekend anyway. Los Angeles Rams heading to the Detroit Lions. The storylines are great, obviously, with Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff going to play their former team. But I think it is an intriguing matchup, as the Lions have been steady as you go. They've been good at home. The Rams are a very dangerous team. Well, the Lions have opened up at home as a 3-point favorite. The Rams are 10-7. They're 5-4 on the road. They are 10-6-1 against the spread. They're 5-3-1 on the road against the spread. They're 7-3 in their last 10, 6-4 against the spread in their last 10. The Lions, meanwhile, are 12-5, 6-2 at home. They're 12-5 against the spread, 5-3 at home against the spread, 7-3 in their last 10, 7-3 against the spread in their last 10. The computer model has the Lions laying 3, winning at a 59% clip. So, as I mentioned, it's a battle of quarterbacks facing their former teams. The NFL, the Rams are 10-7 in this NFL season and are one of the more hotter teams in the NFL, winning four straight and seven of their past eight. The Lions have been consistently good at 12-5. We know the circumstances that the Lions getting the 3 seed versus the 2 seed, which has gone to the Cowboys due to the controversial call at the end of that game. But we've moving past that, at least you have to at this point as you prepare for this game. The defenses that match up against the Rams' offensive firepower are finding it quite challenging. Stafford's playing very well at this point, and he's got really good weapons that have been added that have given that offense a lot of juice, namely running back Kyren Williams, rookie sensation wide receiver Puka Nacua, to go along with Cooper Kupp. It's a really good-looking team. The Lions have a balanced offensive attack that can take an advantage of a Rams defense that's not nearly as good as the Rams offense. So the only concern is going to be the health at tight end. Sam Laporta, I'm going to say at the game time, probably not play, but probably be limited and certainly will not be the same guy that I think can be as effective. He left last Sunday's game with a knee injury, if you are not familiar. But they've got playmakers in Amon-Ra St. Brown and backs Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery to make the difference. I think the Lions are going to have a lot of pressure to get it done at home. It's going to be, you know, to lose in the playoffs would be like the ultimate slap in the face with the season that they've had this year. To go out in the first round would almost be difficult and maybe as tough a loss as we'd have over the weekend if the Lions were not able to get it done. The Rams and Matthew Stafford come into town makes it all the more intriguing to watch. The Lions are the most balanced team here. They're at home here. They should win the game. They should be able to move the football and score enough points against this Rams defense. It's the Lions defense that's going to have to step up big. They're going to have to get some stops. I do think that if the Rams can get an early lead on Detroit, it could silence the crowd. And it may force the Lions out of their run game and create the imbalance that, quite frankly, I think the Rams defense needs to win this game. Intriguing game. I like the Lions here, just simply going for the better team at home. But we all know it's football. We all know the pressure of the playoffs. Getting it done here is always the challenge. But I'm leaning Lions here in this matchup. Chris Landry here with a look at the final wildcard matchup of the weekend, the Monday night affair between the Philadelphia Eagles and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And quite frankly, they saved the worst for last in this case, as neither one of these teams look like they're going to do anything beyond one of them winning this game. You never know, of course, but these are two teams that, the Bucs have made it, won the South in a very weak division, and Philadelphia is stumbling is not the word, collapsing into the playoffs. The Bucs are a 3-point underdog in this game. The total is 43.5. The Eagles are 11-6. They're 5-4 on the road. They're 6-8-3 against the spread. They're 4-4-1 on the road against the spread. They're 5-5 in their last 10. They're 2-6-2 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Bucs are 9-8, 4-4 at home. 11-6 against the spread, 3-5 at home against the spread, 6-4 in their last 10, 7-3 against the spread in the last 10. The Eagles, as I mentioned, stumbled into the playoffs, 11-6. They were 10-1. They were the team to beat the start of December. And how quickly things change. They're losers of 5 of their past 6 games. The Bucs are 9-8. They've been on a roll of late, 5 wins in their past 6 games to win the NFC South. Now, remember, with the schedules the way they are, you're winning against South teams that are not very good, although they did lose to the Saints, not very good. But they've had an easier stretch of it. The Eagles will need to kind of rediscover a little bit of what they have lost. I don't know whether they're going to generate a pass rush that's any better, or cover any better, or quite frankly, get more out of their passing game. All of those things that have disappeared over the final month of the season. This is a team that played well at the end of last year, going into the playoffs. They were consistent. They were confident. They were very effective on both sides of the ball, particularly at the line of scrimmage. I think the only thing that really is going to pull them out is great play out of Jalen Hurts. But they could be without A.J. Brown, who hurt his knee on Sunday. He's going to have to lead them. I mean, they're going to have to find a way to get enough out of the passing game. They're going to have to run the football. The offensive line's going to have to play a lot better than it has. Baker Mayfield, we'll see if Baker Mayfield can take advantage of a very poor Eagles pass defense, especially highlighting and attacking with Mike Evans, one of the NFL best receivers over the past decade. The Bucs have the worst record, but they look like they might be the better team here, and they're playing at home, and you can get 3 points. I think it makes some sense to really think hard on the Bucs here. I know that the Eagles are overall still more talented than the Bucs. The Bucs are bad. But right now, this Eagle team is bad. And so the only variable in this matchup is, can the Eagles find anything leading into the playoffs? Will the sense of urgency create a different-looking Eagles team than we've seen since the start of December? I don't know. Buyer beware on this one. Not because both of these teams are really good, but both of these teams are really bad, and you can't trust them. I might take the points in the Bucs at home in this matchup.